Excuse me, I'd like to inform all participants this conference is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Hello, and welcome to the IBM Service Delivery Manager and Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager presentation. My name is Jim Katz. On the phone, we also have Marco Sebastiani and Thomas Rakia. They're both going to basically delve deep into the subjects of ISDM and TUAM. This call is being recorded. There is a deck accompanying the recording, so you can either listen to the audio or, of course, play this back with both of them. So let's get started on slide number two, the agenda. This morning we're going to talk about problems facing our customers. We're going to talk next about the IBM Service Delivery Manager and follow that up with Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, and then tell you where to go for next steps and to receive additional help. So on slide three, we'll talk a little bit here about the pressures on IT today. And we all know about the economy and what the organizations are going through. And executives are looking for a way to lower costs. What they need to do is basically try and do more with less and find new ways to save their organization money. They need greater flexibility in the IT infrastructure to respond to dynamically changing conditions. Many of these IT managers are exploring cloud solutions to address these critical challenges. The next slide, slide number four, we talk about a study here, and it's very significant. But because it talks about the difference between what happens in a traditional infrastructure and the return using an internal private cloud. As you can see from the chart on the lower right-hand corner, an internal private cloud can drive down cost savings. It can reduce IT labor costs by 50% in configuration, operations management, and monitoring. It can improve capital utilization by 75%, significantly reducing license costs. It can reduce provisioning cycle times from weeks to minutes, and it can help reduce end-user IT support costs by 40% or more. So as you can see here, an internal private cloud is a great way for our customers to save money. On slide number five, I'd like to turn the IBM Service Delivery Manager portion over to Marco. Marco, please.
Thanks a lot, Jim. And this is Marco Sebastiani. I'm Product Manager for IBM Service Delivery Manager. IBM Service Delivery Manager is an integrated cloud management platform delivered to customer as a set virtual images. So for those of you that are familiar with CloudBurst, a simple definition of ISDM is the CloudBurst software stack without the hardware. But actually, ISDM is a lot more than a simple bundle. It's not just a collection of products. It's a pre-integrated offering, preloaded into an operating system and provided to customer as a ready-to-use virtual images. So the value proposition of ISDM is it's all about time to value. Customer can deploy a complete cloud management platform in a matter of hours. As a matter of fact, we don't even talk about installing the product. The product can be deployed on an hypervisor. The product comes as four virtual images. Each virtual image provides a specific service management capability. But the key message around ISDM is that this product is basically ready to go. It's a pre-integrated and pre-installed on an operating system. And, of course, the key benefit is that the installation time, the integration time, the configuration time is greatly reduced. And the risk associated with integrating different product is greatly reduced as well. If we look at slide number seven, in terms of capability, ISDM provides the core capabilities that are needed to implement a cloud delivery model. So the concept of a self-service platform where user can log into and request the deployment of a virtualized environment, the concept of a catalog of software images template where the user can select a number of different options for their virtual machine, the concept of automatic deployment. So what a really a user can do to deploy a virtualized environment is simply to log into a self-service portal and completing a request form with very simple information, no need to be an IT expert, no need to be an expert of virtualization, storage, or network. After a few minutes after the request is complete, the user is notified and the virtual machine is ready to be used. So the power of this deployment capability is quite immediate. This provisioning capability comes pre-integrated with the monitoring capability provided by ITM and with the usage and accounting capability provided by TUAM. The overall management platform is highly available thanks to system automation. If we go to slide 18, we can actually position IBM Service Delivery Manager as an option to deliver a cloud management platform. And this option actually complements the option that are already provided by the standalone Tivoli Service Automation product and by the hardware appliance of IBM CloudBurst. So all those customers that are planning to install a cloud management platform that require an extensive level of customization, for example, because they need a very specific topology or because they want to integrate the product with pre-existing tool, in this case, probably the standard Tivoli Service Automation software product is the right way to go. On the other hand, at the extreme of this, at the other extreme of the spectrum, all those customers that really need a turnkey solution for cloud and they need to buy new hardware, IBM CloudBurst is probably the way to go. IBM CloudBurst is an entire hardware appliance where the capability provided by ISDM are already preloaded into the appliance. In between these two options, in all those cases where customers want to leverage their pre-existing hardware, or in all cases where customers want to buy new hardware but they need, you know, custom hardware configuration that goes beyond the flexibility provided by CloudBurst, and at the same time they want to get an immediate time to value, probably Service Delivery Manager is the ideal solution. Because once again, it provides a complete cloud management platform already preloaded and pre-integrated. This concept of pre-integration is better described in slide number 9. And through this slide, we can also understand a little bit better the, you know, the hypervisor that are needed on the management server versus the hypervisor that can be managed through ISDM in the managed platform. So the box on the left represents the ISDM management server. This is where the ISDM virtual images are deployed. Today, we have already announced in late August ISDM on x86. This really means that ISDM server can now be installed on x86 box, not only IBM hardware, but we support any type of x86 hardware on top of VMware. In December this year, we will release a similar version of ISDM that will also run on Power. So today we have ISDM on VMware. In December, we will have ISDM on Power. This is where the management server runs. However, from this management server, customer can deploy virtualized environment on a heterogeneous network. So whatever the server is, whether it's x86, VMware, or Power, customer can manage several different hypervisors. So meaning they can deploy VM, they can monitor VM, they can meter VM on a different set of hypervisors. And these are VMware, KVM, and Xen on x86 infrastructure, Power VM and VM control on Power, and also ZVM. So ISVM is able to deploy the Linux virtualized environment. Slide number 10 actually describes the capability. As I already mentioned, the core capability are the provisioning capability of ISVM that leverage the Tivoli Service Automation Manager product. So once again, the concept of self-service portal, catalog of images template, and totally automated deployment of virtualized environment. This provisioning capability are pre-integrated with monitoring. In other words, whenever the user deploy a new virtualized environment, that virtual machine is ready to be monitored by ITM. At the same time, this management platform is highly available thanks to the integration with Tivoli System Automation. Finally, it is obviously key for all cloud administrators to keep control on who is using the cloud resources. To this extent, ISVM comes already pre-integrated with the Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager. In other words, whenever a user deploy a virtual machine, we can keep track of this event by logging metering record and logging information like the number of server, the amount of physical resources like CPU, number of cores, memory, and so on and so forth. So given the criticality in a cloud environment of the metering aspect, in the next few charts, we will expand this concept. And Tom, can you take us through the Usage and Accounting Manager section in ISVM?
Sure. Thanks, Marco. So if we go to chart 11, there's a number of what we call cloud cost management challenges that organizations are facing that can be addressed by the IBM Service Delivery Manager. So, for example, IT is constantly being pressured by demand on resources that they don't always have. And part of a cloud computing business model is to pay for what you use. And so by charging for the cloud services, they can help control the demand as users are just paying for what they need. Another challenge is that once they get cloud services deployed, organizations don't always have the visibility on who's using those services and how much are being used. And so ISVM provides that visibility of service consumption, and this will help organizations make invest and divest decisions based on the consumption of the services. And another key one is, even if they want to charge for these services, they don't always have a mechanism, especially within IT, to bill for the services consumed. They're not able to capture the service usage, and sometimes not even able to generate the invoice because there may be additional expense to their existing billing system. So we have the option to either provide the billing within ISVM, generate an invoice, or integrate to external billing systems. So if we go to chart 12, ISVM has service usage reporting, metering, and billing built in into the product, and it uses the Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager technology. So the key capability is being able to understand the service usage, which could be server hours, CPU hours, memory hours, and then being able to aggregate that across the different users. It has flexible accounting structure capability so that you can allocate or charge based on a business unit, a department, a project, and then furthermore, it provides that visibility into who's using the services, so you can make those business decisions. Now, taking it a step further with cloud cost management is understanding the actual resource usage, and that information can all be fed into helping with planning, budgeting, and billing. And we'll talk about that in a minute with the upsell capability. But with cloud cost management built into ISDM on chart 13, there's a number of benefits both for the cloud user as well as the provider. So from the cloud user perspective, that they're able to actually reduce their operating expenses because they're only billed based on what they've allocated rather than flat rates. In fact, our own IBM CIO development test cloud is testimonial to that. Second, sometimes teams just need a few resources for a short period of time, and being within a cloud makes this more feasible in that they don't have to commit to a long-term resource or procure those resources themselves. And so having the capability of a cloud and being able to just pay for what they need allows them to achieve that. And finally, cloud users are able to keep better track of their budgets because they can actually see the cost of their projects as opposed to just getting a general IT bill for all the resources. And then from the provider perspective, IT is no longer a black box, so they need to be able to do cost recovery, justify the investments that they're making into their infrastructure. And one way to do this is to bill for the services consumed. Second is, as we stated before, there's a lot of demand on IT resources, and so this will help alleviate that in that resources not used are not being tied up because they're part of the cloud infrastructure, so people are only going to use the resources that they need because they're paying for them. And then finally, it provides the decision support to make the investments that are needed in the services that are being used. Many times services get deployed and there's very little consumption, but they continue to have to be supported and maintained. However, by having this visibility, IT departments can cut down on that cost and channel their investments into the services that are delivering the biggest business value to the business. Finally, if we go to chart 14, the focus again of cloud cost management within Service Delivery Manager is to provide the service usage information for reporting and to enable billing. And I was alluding to before, there's also the resource consumption of the resources that support the services. And in order to do that, you need to be able to collect that information, and TOAM has data collectors to support that. And so here you can see in the chart that upselling to TOAM with those data collectors allows you to look at those resources, whether it be on the OS level or CPU or memory, as well as the storage and database and middleware. It also provides additional reports and the ability to customize reports. So ISDM is a good starting point for customers to achieve the benefits that we talked about around service usage reporting and billing. And then TOAM is a great upsell to go beyond that and to really understand the cost to deliver your services so you can determine the right rates in order to either be profitable or at least recover your costs. If we go to chart 15, to get started, there's a couple key contacts for you. There's Jim Katz, who has been speaking on this Tivoli talk as well, who heads up as part of the worldwide sales enablement team. And then there's also Brad Willard, who's a channel manager. And then we have some resources for you on chart 16. We have the TSAM ISDM sales kit, and you can see the links here, as well as the sales kit on PartnerWorld, and then, of course, the Tivoli Talk, which will be posted on the Tivoli Media Library. So that concludes our Tivoli Talk on IBM Service Delivery Manager and Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, and we thank you for listening.